This is Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. How much do you love your grocery store? And what would you do if it went away? In October of last year, executives at grocery store chains Kroger and Albertsons announced they had come to a merger agreement. Kroger was seeking to buy all of Albertsons' outstanding shares for an estimated $24.6 billion. While the deal was far from done, the announcement caused an uproar. The companies have faced multiple lawsuits challenging the merger, as well as scrutiny from Congress. And there's been a lot of concern over possible store closures, something that has happened after similar grocery mergers, including here in the Pacific Northwest. A grocery store closing has a noticeable impact on local jobs and access to fresh food. It's an issue Ruby DeLuna looked at during her reporting on the proposed Kroger-Albertsons deal. And Ruby's here with me now. Hey, Ruby, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So you recently reported a four-part series on this merger. What stood out to you when you looked into the potential impact that it could have on local shoppers?
The one thing that really stood out for me was that people have strong opinions about this merger. Unlike other types of mergers, corporate mergers, that is, this one is personal. And that's because it hits a very basic need that we all share, food. And people choose their stores based on different factors, price, location, food quality, and so on. But if the merger affects their favorite store, they're going to be concerned.
Yeah. Some people choose their favorite store based on the salsa that's available. I'm not going to name those people who happen to host the midday show on KUOW, but this isn't the first grocery merger to impact the area. Back in 2015, Albertsons bought Safeway. What happened 8 years ago?
In that merger, Albertsons sold off about 168 stores to avoid a monopoly. Of that, 146 were along the West Coast. And regional chain Hagen, which is based in Bellingham, bought those stores and saw this as an opportunity to expand. But that ownership didn't last long. Less than a year later, Hagen filed for bankruptcy, and Albertsons ended up buying back a lot of those stores. Unfortunately, many of them are no longer in operation.
I think that's one of the reasons that people look at these potential regulatory moves with skepticism, right? Is when you talk about selling off stores to avoid monopoly concerns, we don't know what's going to happen to those stores that get sold off. And the closure of a grocery store is no small thing for a community. Ruby, you visited a neighborhood in Bellingham that is still dealing with the effects of a store closure from several years ago. What did you learn?
That's right. That neighborhood is Birchwood. And what I learned is that once a grocery store leaves or closes, it doesn't necessarily mean another one is going to come in. And that's what these folks learned. As a result, they don't have a grocery store. The closest store to them is roughly under 2 miles. Now, that might not seem like a big burden, but it is for folks with disabilities who have to plan their day to go to the shop, which would entail scheduling a paratransit to take them there or finding someone to take them there. And if you rely on public transportation, once you're done shopping, you have to wait again for the paratransit to take you back. So there's a lot of logistical planning, and that could be time consuming. So that's one issue. The Albertsons that closed, is now that space is now occupied by a Big Lot. And according to the residents there, Big Lot doesn't sell a lot of fresh foods. They might sell the basics like eggs, maybe some milk, some frozen dinners, but that's about it. It's not a grocery store where you could stock your pantry or your refrigerator. And I point this as an example of what could happen. It's a cautionary tale. And this is the example that congressional leaders and antitrust professors point to that they fear will happen again.
Okay, so the loss of their local store was a significant thing for this neighborhood in Bellingham. Did we learn anything big picture from this Albertsons purchase of Safeway?
One thing we did learn is that in a deal like this, stores get sold off. And it's not clear whether they're going to succeed. And that happened with the Hagen deal. Hagen appeared to be a company with a lot of experience in the grocery business and a perfect candidate to take over those stores. But a year later, they were in bankruptcy proceedings. And Hagen even sued Albertsons, accusing them of misrepresenting the prospects of the stores. Now, Kroger and Albertsons are very well aware of this history, and they're suggesting that they will start a third company to manage the stores that they spin off that they're tentatively calling SpinCo.
SpinCo. Okay. Corporate speak is really something. What about regulations, Ruby? Are there any protections in place to prevent this kind of thing from happening again?
Well, this is why the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is scrutinizing this. And the current head, Lina Khan, is known to have a strong focus on monopolies and antitrust issues. Also, soon after this merger was announced, there was a congressional hearing where lawmakers grilled the CEOs and expressed skepticism over the deal. Now, at this point, where we are in the process, federal regulators are still reviewing this. They are interviewing third parties. They are requesting documents and trying to gather as much information as they can before deciding whether to block the merger or let it move forward. And it's going to be a lengthy process. Even if it's completed, the merger isn't expected to go through until 2024. Now, if the FTC objects to this merger, they will typically go to court, federal court usually, to try to stop the merger from going forward.
What about employees, Ruby? How were they impacted by this last merger between Albertsons and Safeway? And what could potentially happen with this one between Kroger and Albertsons?
As you can imagine, workers are really worried about this. In fact, the union representing the more than 27,000 grocery workers started a campaign to stop the merger. Now, Kroger has said that they will not close any stores, distribution centers, or facilities because of the merger, and that they're committed to a plan for divestiture that will succeed. But workers that I spoke with aren't convinced. Workers like Naomi Olegario and Keenan Calhoun, for them, this is not just a job.
I worry about them as well. It's not just me and my coworkers. You know, it's the same thing. There's, you know, I'm a single mom. There's many single moms that are out there, or single parents, and this might be their main avenue. So where do they go from here?
Important thing about these grocery jobs is that they are, for a job that doesn't require any degree or anything, really good, well-paying union jobs, healthcare and the benefits. And so it's more than just the compensation. Like, a lot of grocery workers at these stores that'll close could maybe find similar jobs that pay a similar amount but won't have that healthcare. And for families especially, that is so crucial.
So that was Naomi Olegario, who works for Safeway, and Keenan Calhoun, who works for Fred Meyer.
And what are they hearing from their companies?
Right now, they're not hearing much. They told me they constantly ask their supervisors if there's any news about the merger, and, you know, there's not much the supervisors can tell them. And Naomi said that everyone's on pins and needles.
It's also hard to be a shopper right now. Grocery bills are going up and up. Those numbers are often intertwined with inflation and supply chain issues. Of course, the pandemic had an impact on this. It's not just the idea of mergers or recent mergers. But I do imagine that the whole situation makes shoppers feel sensitive about their grocery experience. Right, Ruby?
Right. And you're not alone. And it's another reason why people are paying close attention to this proposed merger. Having lived through supply chain issues, especially in the first year of the pandemic and then inflation, this merger feels like one more thing to worry about. And if you're the kind of shopper who likes to go to different stores for different products, it makes you wonder, well, how will this affect my choices? The CEOs of Kroger and Albertsons told the Senate subcommittee hearing that this merger will continue to offer choice and savings, but that remains to be seen. But there's a social aspect to this too. We choose our stores because we know and we like the store layout, and we know and like the people who work there. So those are important factors.
If this Kroger-Albertsons merger goes forward, critics are predicting stores could close. Undoubtedly, though, this will lead to changes in how we think about grocery shopping. Ruby, what could that future look like?
Well, one of the commitments made in the merger announcement was savings for the consumer, and especially through personalized pricing. The merger would beef up Kroger's online presence and expand customer reach, something that Walmart and Amazon, its main rivals, have done very well. Personalized pricing taps into the brands that customers like and offer them discounts. The grocery chains have been doing this through data collection. You combine that with smarter algorithms that can suggest products, it's an improved experience for consumers. The shopper I interviewed for the story told me the app keeps track of her buying history, which makes it easy to keep her pantry stocked. But at the same time, it feels creepy.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. It's enough technology in my life without having my pantry keeping track of me. Ruby, anything else you want to add?
I do want to point out that while people like the convenience of online shopping, the interesting thing is that people also like going to physical stores. We saw online shopping go up during the pandemic, but once restrictions eased, people started returning to physical stores. Why is that? One analyst that I spoke with said that being in an actual store engages our senses in ways that an app can't. And when you think about it, you walk into a store, you see colors, you can smell fruit, whatever, you know, your senses are engaged. And I would also add that it engages you in a way that it makes you think of possibilities. You might discover a new ingredient. It may make you wonder, well, what does this taste like? What can I do with this? And so it may actually help us be creative in ways that online shopping can't.
Ruby DeLuna reports on food and how it intersects with health, communities, and culture. And you can find her four-part series on the proposed Albertsons-Kroger merger and the future of grocery stores on our website, KUOW.org. Thank you, Ruby.
Thanks, Libby.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.